It's the Dodgers and Angels as they get set for Game 2 here in Anaheim, and I am live and in living color with 1985 World Series champion, a man that retired a Dodger but now is one of the best analysts in baseball. That is the great Mark Gubizaw. Gooby, thanks a lot for the time.
David Vasse, anything for you, because you are still one of my favorite, even though you went to Notre Dame High School. Sorry, did I say something bad?
You might be the best-smelling broadcaster. You might be the Juan Uribe of television broadcasters.
That's a great compliment. I love that, man. I appreciate that.
Gooby, when you watch this Angel ball club, they were kind of struggling like the Dodgers were. But it was pretty impressive to see Trout and Ohtani bang the ball last night.
Well, they've been struggling really bad with runners in scoring position. I know that's been an issue with the Dodgers going forward, too. But last night, they just used the whole field. I mean, David Fletcher did his job as far as making contact. Trout had been in a little bit of a struggle, too, against the Tampa Bay Rays. But Shohei Ohtani every night has been doing something special. It's incredible. I hit that line drive off the wall and a changeup off balance and still hit it off the wall.
Yeah, but Pollock's hamstring wasn't 100%. Yeah. That really wasn't a double.
Yeah. I felt bad for him, too. I know AJ's been swinging the bat well, especially against the Angels, and to see him pull that hammy like that was pretty tough to see.
Hey, speaking of a guy that swings the bat well here, Mookie Betts, 9 home runs and 21 games played here. Do you remember that when he played with the Red Sox, how well he would hit here?
Yeah, I mean, even against Shohei Ohtani, I remember a game he had 3 home runs. He had a home run off from, the very first pitch of the game, a couple home runs in left center field, bombs against him, and his swing last night, it's the first thing I said. As soon as he hit it, I go, uh-oh. That's something you don't want to wake him up, because I expect him to have some pretty good swings early in this game.
Can you describe the feeling as a pitcher when you know a hitter does well in a certain ballpark because of the hitter's eye, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know when somebody's had success. Whether, as a pitcher at certain ballparks or as a hitter, they just see the ball well. No matter who's on the mound, it doesn't matter who's throwing the ball, that you just go in there. As a hitter, if you have confidence going in the batter's box, there's a good chance you're at least going to get one good ball to hit during a sequence.
Mark Gubizaw is our guest just in front of Game 2 of the Freeway Series between the Dodgers and Angels. I know you love pitching, no matter if they're in an Angel uniform or if you're admiring a guy from another team. And I know you really love watching Kershaw pitch.
Yeah, I'm always texting you, so I love this guy. He's the ultimate warrior. He competes every time. And I'm looking at how many breaking balls he's throwing this year. Was he about 63% of his pitches are breaking balls? But it's a really good slider / cutter and curveball. He competes so well. I was watching the game the other day when he got knocked out in the first inning against the Cubs, and I was sitting there going, there's no way Kershaw isn't going back out there after that one inning. But there's times, especially as you get older and you're throwing a lot of pitches and a lot of mileage, because that guy's competed forever and he never wants to come out of a game, that sometimes is a good time to take a breather.
I mean, your rotation in Kansas City, you guys were ultimate competitors, yourself included. How much can you say about the competitive level of a pitcher that can't be measured on a stat sheet?
Well, that's the thing. I've always said to people, who's the best pitcher have you seen in your era? And right now, Clayton Kershaw is my guy. I mean, I love the way he competes every day. It doesn't matter who's at the plate. I mean, it could be Mike Trout. It could be anybody at the plate. He is going to find a way to get you out. And that's the thing that's so impressive about it. Even if you don't have his good stuff working, he will change speeds. He will make sure you're never comfortable in the batter's box. And that's a true warrior for me. And he's always out there late in the game.
Mark, you always tell me you identify with Walker Buehler as well. You did wear tight pants like Buehler does. Why do you identify with him so much?
Because I know he hates hitters just like I hate hitters. I think he, every time he throws a baseball, he wants to just be incredibly angry when a guy takes a good swing against him. So I know I was like that. That's why I love Walker Buehler. He absolutely doesn't even want a hitter to even foul a ball off. That's why I love him.
Did you have the same type of swag that Buehler has?
I know everybody on the other side hated my guts. So I'm sure a lot of people don't like Walker too, but that's what I love him. He doesn't care. He's going to go out there and compete at the highest level. He's going to try to get you out. He's going to try to embarrass you in the batter's box, and he's going to try to strike you out every single time.
Hey, batters like to do the bat flips. Do you see anything wrong with a pitcher having that type of attitude?
No, I was always known to. I wasn't quite Dennis Eckersley, but I was fist pumping and telling him to go back to the dugout a few times. That's why I said I didn't make a lot of friends on the other team.
So at that time in the 80s, that was really frowned upon. I'm sure you were kind of an outlier at that time.
Yeah, that's why I never looked at any of my videos or any of my games. I still to this day I can't, because I looked at myself and go, why did I do that stuff? But it was just me. It was my emotions. I got to go out there every 5 days, and I felt that I owed my teammates the ultimate competitive day, and I was going to do whatever it took, even if it means everyone on the other side hated my guts.
Did you ever feel like you did not have your best stuff, but you found a way to get through a game?
So many times. And the weirdest, and my worst games were the times in the bullpen I felt so good, because you walk out there and think, I don't even need to concentrate. Well, then lo and behold, you're giving up 3 or 4 runs in the first inning. So days when I didn't feel my best are the days I actually pitched my best.
All All right, Gooby. You're such a nice guy. This is a completely different person you're describing.
Everyone always says that, too. It's like I'm like Superman. I go into the phone booth on the day I pitch, I become a different human being.
All right, Gooby. Thanks a lot for the time. Don't forget what day it is. It's Kershaw Day.
It is Kershaw Day. You know I love him. He's my all-time favorite on the mound. So I'll root for him to do just well enough not to win today.
There he goes, our friend, best-smelling broadcaster in all of baseball, Tim, Mark Gubazaw.